Simon Shin Yud Alf. So the main point of the Simon is Tatamin Atzat, but since the Gemara says certain cool as regards to a mace, so the mace gets a higher profile discussion over here. Mace Shemutal B'Mokim Shiyori Allah B'Nei Adalekah. So you have a mace in a place where you're worried that the mace is muksa, but we do have a responsibility and a concern for the covet of the and the bizoyan of the mace, and it's a place where danger is that it's going to be burnt. So Meish Kikar Tinek Taltaloi Ayudayim. So we're going to make a kula, moving it with a kikar or a tinek. So we put the kikar tinek on top of the mace, and we make a halachic subterfuge of saying that now the mace is there to be like a support for the kikar or the tinek. And Mela, you're not really moving the mace; you're moving the kikar or the tinek, and the mace is just a hechatim to baum. So that's a kula the Chazal made for that purpose. That's not available. If he has two couches that he can put them on, so you would roll the mace off from one mita onto the second. He stabilizes on the second. You roll it off from the second back onto the first, and slowly you move him out that way. To have a tilt a minute tzad, it's going to be an act of near, so get a tilt a minute tzad. The main or lozeb or lozeb, and neither of these options are available. Metalto tilt a gomer, chazal were mats or this or muksa to save the mace from the leka. Mechol said by Shushus, it's all discussing, there's no issue of hitzah. The only issue is the tilt a muksa. Now, that's the end of one thought. A new scenario. Mesa Mutta Bechama.
If it's a delika, then we only get it out of the house.
I'm sorry?
If we're worried about a fire, then presumably the point is to get the mace out of the house.
Correct.
Are you putting him into different rishus?
Rishus means the chatzar, there's an area. It's opposed to doing malacha v'tzah. There's no tzah involved. What we're reading over here is if there is no Erev and the caring from the inside the outside is a problem, we're not remote to that. But that's, you know, what he's saying. This is all talking about that there's no issue with itself. The Shabura will bring our Chayim which argue. Okay, Mesimul to Bechama. So the concern over here is that the heat of the sun is going to cause the mace to start to be masriach more quickly. So we can move him mechama letzel using the kikar atinik. You may loy kikar atinik, but if that's not available, loy taltelo klau fill the hapkum emita lemita tatamin etzad shmei tiltel. Tiltamin Tzad is a form of tiltal, which mutter the tzar tabra mutter, but over here is the tzar chameis, so we're not going to be mad to that. Okay. Kikaratinik says cut an olive. But who then shar kefit shemutter the tiltal? Let's love Dr. Kikaratinik. It means any halachically mutter item to move. The time shetichu l'chol said, but here the Taltal Behedja, so just carry him directly, Kemosha Messiah Lebesaif, which is the final option. So we're saying as much as we can make it more in a form of Heter, even though there's going to be elements of leniency, that's still better than direct Tiltal. So you can move the mace through the kick or the tinnik. Are you there? You put the kikar tinnik on the mace, or next to the mace, let's say on the mita. Then you move the mace together with the kikar or tinnik. It's not so obvious that you're moving muksa. Even though the mace is muksa, because you're moving it together with something else. So this is the reason why they were making this leniency over here was only in conjunction with the fact that there's element of bizoyan. So in the case where it would be truth, it would be truthfully, you know, it's true that it really, this item is functioning as a way to move the heter, the seven ball game. But this is not really the truth. It's a subterfuge. So, it's therefore, we're only making all this because of the in conjunction with the bizarre and the mace. If you're going to take the mace from one meat to the other, that's tiltum in atzad. Well, we're going to tiltum in atzad. Gam kein shmei tiltum can tiltum to start over a muksa. Tiltum in atzad is a form of tiltum. If you're doing it for the muksa purpose, the purpose of the muksa, because kosh kosh sifches, come welcome b'dileke tiru. Over here we're makel. Now why are we makel? We're not makel in the case of the mace hamutzal b'chama. So why are we makel over here? And the answer is because. By the lake, there's more of a reason to be makel. We're afraid over here if we don't come up with some way of doing a beheter, he's going to do a beyisr. As opposed to later on, the case of meisim multiple chamer, there's nothing to do. Right? So we're saying, well, let's be matter muksa because you don't want to muksa. You might move muksa. Okay, that's not logical. Let's be matter this or moving muksa. Otherwise, you might move muksa. But over here, we're saying let's be matter this or moving muksa because otherwise, you might do the malacha of a kibui. Seemingly, like you'll argue that lachara kibui is drabonim because it's not you're not necessarily putting it out with intent to relight it, etc. So it's lachas and sichel gufa.
Make charcoal.
But it's much more chomer that type of isra drabanan than the isra of tiltum muksa. So there are matter isra tiltum muksa because if we don't do that, he's going to come to do kibui. Now, v'zinyan tiltul hamita acher shesila kamesim mimenu. So the mace was on this mita, and now he rolled him from mita A to mita B, and then back to mita A, etc. Meanwhile, moving the mace slowly out of the house. What about the status of the mita afterwards? So depends. Totally bizarre. So the mita that the mace was lying on was not a basis for all of Shabbos, based on the rule of if it's a basis, ben shmoshes remains a basis the rest of Shabbos. But the person was alive ben shmoshes. So the kliyama muta taltol achakach hamita. The only problem is that as long as the mace is on the mita, it becomes a basis. Once the mace leaves the mita, it's not a basis anymore. So it's muta to move the bed. When that's the basis of the mace, kiven lo yitzchak zeh b'nei shmoshes. Achim mace b'erev Shabbos. So now it comes out at the beginning of Shabbos, the mace was already nifter and he was already sitting on this bed. This couch, they placed him. So that situation, after the mace has been removed, what's the halacha? Harosh oyser mamor matter. So the rosh says it's oser. The balamor says it's mutter. Now, why you die to mitzvah? She met noch a mace alel kol shabbos alakach silku mimenu kol yam and nasis mei to bosses was the tatal. So we had this argument before of. Something which is their ben shmoshes, and you plan to remove it ayin Shabbos through one of these forms of heter. So does that make it that it's not a basis? Because he's up front declaring he's not being ma'aksed for the whole Shabbos, because he's planning to find some way to be able to move it. So we should argue over here, even though it wasn't sure that he's going to do this, but this situation. Since it could arise, it's like he was having in the back of his mind that he might move it. So it makes another ton of buses. But if he had the head yadas to leave it to the whole Shabbos, that was the plan. So then it's a buses. You can't move it. This all talking about buses rishos. Ma'ashim means that the rishos acher also lohitzi b'chol gavni. We're not going to be matur to carry out from the house into or the place where it is into a different rishos.
So
So we were matter to care to do the Isser of Hitzah of one Rishus to another Rishus, either because there's no Erubi Chatzeris, or because it's a Carmelis. So these Yisrim Darbanon, because our matter, because of Bizarre Mace. And you himself with a kicker. So we'll see that maybe over here we don't want you to use the kicker tinnik because then you're doing extra unnecessary hutzah. So maybe it's better in that situation to be matter just moving muksa and limit the amount of hutzah rather than making the subterfuge with the kicker tinnik and then you end up schlepping the kicker tinnik which you don't really need. So that's the machlokes later on. Who came, and there's some argument. The Shulchan Aruch is not arguing on this heter. Okay, he said the same rishus. Masha kosev ba'usu rishus. What's the lomer? The masha kasav the milsa the psika. The shalachil kikar atinik kudaka ba'usu rishus. That which I'm saying you require to kikar atinik is only ba'usu rishus. Masiel the rishus acher kanch shalaykahu b'cholachotzev horchel hazim hisham. Oz la milsa the psikahu. It's not so obvious, not so posh, but that you use the kikar atinik. So this statement is just modifying. In this situation, no question what the law thinks. In that situation, we'll see. See, he wasn't saying that situation is usur. He said that situation is a discussion. This situation is clearly one.
Amen.
Okay. Let's say the mace is mutter b'chama. So you can do kikar tinnik to move it from one place to another place to get it out of the sun. But you can't do be mahapik the mitzvah. Mutter b'chama. Marry shadayin lehisriach al shechosh penya sriach. And said beis. We'll deal with the case of the mace has actually started to be masriach. So that we're more makel. Over here, it has not been Masriach yet, but you were saying maybe it might be Masriach. So you know what? Well, might is not a reason to be mad. Okay, fine. I will ask her more about Goshom and Sebeis, the heavy, Das Rashi, but this is the Gabi Mutal Bechama, Shahu, Karv Lasriach, Nami Shar Lutzio, Shazach, and Kay Postal Bachlia. So that which is over here, you cannot move it. Although only by Isra Rishus, I had a kicker of Tinnik. That's not so poshut. Maybe we're about to even do different Rishus because of being Masriach. So I will see that's opinion of the Ramah / Rashi / the Tur. Tiltum and Itzad is called Tiltum. Shrei Tiltum, Vav. Mitams, the also Litchev Ayane Kone, Dabashu Muxer. So I take a stick. I prod the muksa with the sticks. I'm not touching it. It's tiltum in atzad. Yeah, tiltum in atzad. It's tiltum. You're right, tiltum in atzad. It's not direct tiltum. And it's also a sort of tiltum muksa. But we are matter tiltum in atzad. The sort of a mutter. Achim dechifosoy who mitnei shetzorach liyistamish b'mokem shemunach shem muksa. If the reason why you're pushing it away is because you need the spot, that's mutter. Shori. Now, with tiltum in atzad, the start of a het a mutter. It's with tiltum in atzad for the heter dika usage, for a item which has heter usage. Over here, it's the place. Maybe it's a ches. I never see mention ches. But shaburas of cotton kuf test bov. So there it deals with the case of the pirurin which are left on the table. And we're doing a tiltum in atzad using the knife, etc., to do that. So charbet, but there your kavanah is to move the muksa. So we argue with you that the it's also charbet over muksa because your goal is to have the table look nice. So that's charbet over hamutter. Charbet over hamutter. I said muksa. I'm sorry. That's charbet over hamutter because you have a valid bona fide need. Okay. Sif Beis. So Sif Aleph, we're dealing with a situation where the base had not started to decompose. and become smelly. But meish hisriach babayis. So we have this, the body is here, and it's starting to decompose, and it's smelling. So people are uncomfortable that, you know, this is that this is happening to the individual. So they're uncomfortable seeing it happen. It's like they feel it's elab the bizoyan. It is elab the bizoyan. Okay.
But we come here that the people present have no place else to go.
Theoretically, yeah, yeah. That's a good point. Okay. And the Ramah came along, which the Mishabura mentioned before. It has not actually started to be Masriach, but it's going to get there very soon. So, the Carmelis. You can take the mace out of the bayis into a Carmelis. Okay. So, we're mad to this because of the. But if the people have where to go to, same and see and say, we don't take the mace out. If they have where to go to, we leave the mace in place. You don't move the mukhs and they leave. Okay. Some say this heta requires kikar atinik. And v'yesh v'shermer. Some say, no, we don't want you to use the kikar and tinnik because that's extra. That's going to be an extra act of hoitzah. Okay. Thank you. Yesh mishamater lahoitzia afle shusar rabim al yedei tinnik avlo al yedei kikar. Since we have a concept of chayno says atzmoy, so carrying the tinnik is called chayno says atzmoy. That's not the raisa. So we can remember that this is the rabbanon of carrying a child out to the shesarabim to make the mace a tuffel to the child. And male of the child, you're not chayv either because the child is chayno says atzmoy. And so it's the rabbanon, so we remember carrying a kikar out to that situation, read the law of the raisa. So that's not remember, obviously. Well then, this is we're discussing the bizoyan of the mace b'masriach. That's one possibility, but we can have other scenarios. Can show you b'svina. So he's placed there in the boat, and the place where the body is, the goyim are congregating around and doing their getting drunk, etc., whatever it might be. That spot, or just being there, could be considered a problem. So we're going to be matter to move the mace. Wooden the term larmer lady hoodie the taltaloy. We can actually go to move the mace because of this concern of the covenant of the mace. So that's asking a goy to do moving muksa. So that's a shoes to shoes to drabonans. A goy doing it is drabonan. Moving muksa is a drabonan. The cover of the mace, that's a valid need to give respect to the person who's not alive. Okay, Ramah. But also the talto mace ayere kikar betinik the tzarich kahanim whatever after. Ayere any hudi yesh matir. Mchen risi noigim the tzarich mitzah oy chasan. So we have the mace there, and now the room where the mace is, or the building where the mace is, Kahanim can't enter. So we need to address the needs of the Kahanim. So I want to be metal to the mace, I had a kicker, but tinnik, can't do it. I want to be metal to the mace, we're asking the goy to do it. Yes. Choose the shoes and welcome the tzarich of the Kahanim coming into the building, etc. Fine. So we have an example of Kahanim or Dabar Acher. She was saying that we're not going to allow moving a kicker tinnik for these purposes. That's the chiddush over here. Zok the Mishabura. Make a dance to the Mishabura. So Sivkot and Zayin. Mutaloy Tziyoy. So we have this mace which is already starting to decompose. We need to move him. Some uncomfortable people to be together with him. They're embarrassed, etc. should allow to move the mace. The gol of kavod abrius should derech olos asay the divrei. So the issue of kavod, even though there's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim, but the issue of kavod abrius, of giving respect to the human dignity of the body, and the respect is a valid need, and it overrides the issur of this issur of moving mukhs. Shakasavim, or moving it out of the carmel, whatever. Now that which he says, but if they have where to go, so leave the mace where it is and they should go. Kudas Rambam. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Time of the sefila, the ikur, I have to make kavod hachayim. The main hetzer is because of the kavod hachayim. So kavod hachayim, mishachayim is bazim. Kam ken ayedei shemes nisroch minis baza. They're feeling uncomfortable sitting with this mace in the situation where it's becoming smelly, etc. So they feel like uncomfortable, like, you know, it's not nice that the mace should be like this. So they feel uncomfortable that they're not doing anything. So we were creating this emotional angst that the people have. So he says, listen, you leave, right? The like a kavod hachayim, so once there's no need mitzad the people which are alive, the whole issue is for the mace. So we don't move the mace.
We're not concerned about abandoning the mace, shmira, issues like this.
That's a good question. So they get the shmira. The Gemara says it's shmira from Achbora. I'm not sure what the would be in the case where there was chashash about bar. I don't know. Now, so the vav mimasha bob, the case of bobasvina mimasha bobasvina armor besif sevasif. But in the scenario which we have at the end of the sif, where the mace is on the boat. And Shema Bizoin God all the maze, Kashaina Mihuri Misasim Sivasov, and where they put it, and the people are gathering around, and the Goyim are gathering around, disregarding the fact that there's a mace there. So leaving the mace there amongst the Goyim is a tremendous bizoin. And therefore we're concerned with the covet of the mace. So obviously if that's the concern, anytime there'd be any concern of that they're going to in some way actually damage the body, that's even more so. So we're going to be allowed in that situation, the process of tiltal. What would the head be? The head would be over there. Tell to the head if you need to, even okay. Mashrenkin, Hokalaka Bizon, Kokak, the mace, Kiman, Shemunah, and Bokam, Shane Royan. We'll leave and leave the mace there, so he's not visible. Well, Kiman, Shakur, Hisriach, and also Bermakel over here. I skipped. Right, okay, so he already was Masriach, so you're not really gaining so much. I mean, Masriach some more, but that you're not going to stop the process. But that's Yesharim Hanel, Shemekilim Karav Lasriach, Afil Yesham Mokim, Lotzis Motalitiyam Neshalo Yasriach. Now, but if you learn that the concern over here is the covered mace, we don't want the mace to be Masriach. If by moving it, we're going to limit the act of being Masriach, so I can leave, it's very nice, but the mace is still going to say it's going to be Masriach. So if the covenant that we're worried about is not the covenant of the chayim, but the covenant of the maze, so the leaving is irrelevant. That's what we're concerned about. So when you move him, even in the case you take him out the carmelis, you need it to kick him a tinnik. And some say no. I think it's tenek that saw the afshal skunei shari, or tell to the afshal skunei ayin a kicker maskinen. So we have over here two issues. We have the issue of muksa, we have the issue of hitzah. We end up doing hitzah anyway. That we're going to do. Because we need to get him out. A. B, there's a problem with total muksa, which I can solve by putting a kicker there. So you say, well, you don't put the kicker there because you'll do more hitzah. But we're going to matter hitzah anyway. You know, there's no head to move the mace either. To do hitzah. We're going to matter that. Whereas the muksa, I've waited to do there shouldn't be any issue of muksa b'chla. I can put the kicker there. Well, anyway, I can put the kicker there and create this halachic perception that it's if it's a real the mace becomes bottled to the kicker of the tinnik. So we'd rather do that. He says the ches. They saw the actual iskune. Sure, you can't solve the problem with saw. We're going to be mad to taking this mace out to the carmelis because it's mutal be carmel. It's masriach or carmel masriach. So let me finish my thought. We have to do it so anyway. So the actual iskune, you can't solve that problem. So we're mad to it so. We're mad to it so with the kicker. But muksa, we can solve the problem of muksa by putting the kicker there. So why shouldn't we do that? I end up caring. You should end up caring anyway. Okay. And then some said no. It's better in that situation to limit the hutzah. You're carrying out extra. You better do that than to be matter putting the kicker tinnik, which is extra hutzah. But the hutzah. It's better to take the mace up by himself without the kicker or tinnik, or to limit the hutzah. Amar Rabbi Shem Machriya, the Kedai Rishonim, Mishum the Harbor Post, Kim Sarban Kamaisa. The Rabbi Shem Machriya, the first opinion that we're matter, even without kicker or tinnik, or Badafka not kicker or tinnik. We come welcome near a leash, Kashayla kicker or tinnik, Mudlai Tsi Apoloi kicker or tinnik. Right. So we're saying the kind of the sheet that's preferable you should use a kicker batinic. So does that mean if there's no kicker batinic, you can't be makel? No, you could be makel. So you're going to go out, according to one opinion, even through Shazarab, other Shazarab. Time, right? This opinion holds. The Havala Balach said, Sikhul Gubba, said the Rabbanon. I don't need the mace, so I ain't sorry, the mace. Let's say Rakesh, the Rabbanon, the Rishimon, the Kaimon Kavasei. The Rishimon says that this is, moving a mace is always the Zombo Tzarech. It says, Kol Malach, Sikhul Gubba, and it's not, not the Raisa. So we're Mako. Mace look also when they come out of Ashi Ushtasim in Rabbanon. They didn't ask her because of Kabbalah Brias. So they were matter to carry out into a Rishus of Rabin Deraisa from Rishus of Deraisa because it's a Mlochash and it's a Gulagufa. We're matter that. Of the Rishus of Sirlai, the first opinion says no. The Loi Hidir El Carmelis. That's why you could be the Raisa. You matter the Rabbanans, but there are gradations in the Rabbanans. A Rabbanan which is not an Iker Mina Raisa, that the whole thing is a Rabbanan, that is less chomer than something which is Iker the Raisa. So when I'm dealing with a case of Lachan Tzichel Gufa, I'm saying, well, the Lachan Tzichel Gufa, which is the Raisa, we asked him, this could look like that. There, we're dealing with the Raisa Chashash. Moksha, there's no Chashash. We're not dealing with Chashash at the Raisa level.
But Carmelis is a bigger Chiddush, right? We're comparing Carmelis to Moksha and Sri Chalagulfa, and we're saying that's a weaker Rabbanan.
I'm sorry, yeah, like the Carmelis.
We're talking a bigger Chiddush, right? Because Carmelis is also basically Mishum Real Hoso.
Well,
somehow it's further.
Yeah, it is, well, because here you're doing the malach. The Ran says that malach and zgufa is very close to the raisa because it's the exact same action. So right. It's only a question of intent.
Right.
So that's much more close to it, to the raisa, right. Which then we're saying, you know, move to here because if you think you can move to here, you say, you know, well, you know, it's just the same one. So I can carry this around. You know, mm-hmm. There's definitely a. Mm-hmm. Mashenkim is there, the Shema Lochel, Elish and Sigil Gufa. Latir af bemeis. Fine. So, according to this opinion, you do not use a Kikr Matinik. The second opinion holds you do use a Kikr Matinik, but we're going to pass on the first opinion that you don't. That you do not use a kikir matinik. That's the majority of the poskim are there. And we always have the Rambam. The Rambam paskins of Melachah Nesil Gufa is chayv. So that you're making this blanket statement of Melachah Nesil Gufa is rabbanon, you know, that's not so poshut. There is an opinion which holds it's chayv. So that's the mamash of the raisa then. So why should we get involved in that? We should just do without a kikr matinik. So some say, Mishra Zorami, you need the kikr matinik. You need tinuk, but you can't use kikr. I need a tinuk. Dafka. You need the dafka tinuk. He says, Dafka shuk golok sas. The child has to be a certain age, which he's able to really walk on his own, etc. Chayav b'chayinu says, "Atzmai less be ba'alma rakis d'rabbanan v'meis lo gozru." If the child is old enough that it really can transport itself to some extent, so there's a concept of chayinu says, "Atzmai," whatever those words mean, and there you're not the raisa. But mashen and bekatan b'yoyser, if it's a very young, a very small child, shem shenches. So there's a problem carrying out not the mace, which is sort of serving as the platform for the child. The problem is carrying the child. The child can't walk himself. Let's hold it here. I'm still looking at a lot of Mishavur doing this.